Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back at it, Chuck for show. Final hour of the program is the start of the Brown Liquor Music Hour. Chuck Woods gets first quest. A little Chic and Good Times. Why did I pick this song? Well, so we're tying everything in together. So we talked about earlier tonight in That's Life. It was it's Roger Taylor's birthday today, who is the drummer from Queen. And this was obviously the inspiration for Another One Bites the Dust. Now, again, Queen did not come out with Another One Bites the Dust before this song. It wasn't stolen by their bass player, but their bass player was the bass player for Queen, who wrote Another One Bites the Dust, was hanging around, you know, Chic, and got the inspiration to do this. So, and again, obviously, then the Sugar Hill Gang later on, you know, did this same bass and beat line and all that kind of stuff. So I still say Bernard Edwards is my favorite bass player of all time.
Yeah.
I think he's tremendous. I just, again, so much funk in his bass and just so good. And now Rodgers is still on tour, I believe. I think he's still touring across
the country. Yeah, he is. I just saw, because we talked about him last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's still doing stuff.
Yeah. So I think he's the only one left, right? He's the only one still alive. Because Tony Thompson, I think, is dead too, is he not?
Yeah, Is it two females?
I don't know if the women are still alive.
I feel like one of them may be.
Okay. Well, we'd kill them off anyway. So that's what we do around here. So, all right, 404-726-0929. That is our phone line as we open things up to our Braves closeout. Well, you know, Braves bullpen stunk it up tonight. And look, they only gave up two total runs, but that was enough. Red Sox scored five straight off the Braves. So Braves lose tonight 5-3. They get swept by Boston in this two-game series. Now they'll head home. It'll be Friday night when they play the Milwaukee Brewers. One of the newest Braves in Pierre Johnson, he took the loss tonight. He's now 1-6 on the season. He's 1-6 on the season with a 5.9 ERA. And he allowed the run to score that was Strider's responsibility when Strider came out of the game. And then he gave up one of his own, and that was all short. He had 11 pitches, 9 strikes, but gave up a run in two-thirds of an innings on a hit, and he falls to 1-6 on the season. Kirby Yates came in as well the following inning, and he gave up a run as well. Strider was good enough to win tonight. He was certainly good enough to get a win tonight. 6 1/3, 6 hits, 2 runs that were earned, gave up 3 total runs, 2 that were earned, 1 walk, and 10 strikeouts. The problem? Because he only threw 91 pitches. The problem? 2 more home runs given up. That's now 18 homers on the year that Spencer Strider has given up. in, what, 123 innings?
You said 18 already?
18. That was his 17th and 18th home run that he's given up on the season.
So while he might catch and pass Smoltz's record, that year Smoltz only threw 18 strikeouts total.
So, gave up 18 homers?
I mean, gave up 18 homers total, yeah.
And again, what did he pitch, about 250 innings that year?
I got to go back and look and see.
Here, I'll look it up because I can't afford to spend another hour.
I have been quick, sir, tonight.
Smoltz in 96 pitched 253 and two-thirds innings. So it looks like I know a little bit about baseball. Anyway.
A little bit, a little something.
But no, look, he was good enough to win tonight. He pitched well enough to win, but, you know, after that sixth inning, I mean, that's the only inning that the Braves scored in. You know, Ozzie hit the three-run homer, and that was it. You know, Ronnie didn't have a hit tonight. Ronnie did score a run on the walk. He came in on Ozzie's homer. Ozzie was 2-for-4 with a run and 3 RBI. Riley was 1-for-4. Olsen 1-for-4. But, you know, Murphy, Ozuna, Rosario, none of them had hits. Arcia didn't have a hit. Michael Harris was 1-for-3. In the game, he scored as well. He had a double, and he came around to score on Ozzie's home run. But Ozuna's in a little bit of this funk again. You know, after he had a good May, June, now all of a sudden he's in, you know, a bit of a funk for this team. And, you know, again, their offense has kind of slowed down a little bit. I mean, you're not going to score 7 runs a night, and you're not going to hit 300 for a whole month, but certainly Ozuna is one of the guys that he's kind of slowed down his pace so far that he's been on. He's obviously, you know, had a good year. I mean, by all accounts, he's had a pretty good year. But if you look over his last, this was game number 9 tonight. Over his last 9 games, he's got 2 hits in, 32 at-bats. He's 2 for his last 32 with a homer and 3 RBI. So 2 for his last 32. What's the math on that, Day-Day? When you got your calculator out, what's the math on 2 for 32 over his last 9 games? And by the way, the Braves are 3-6 in those 9 games that they've played here of late.
Yeah, that's a 0.06.
Yeah. So a 0.060 batting average. So is that good?
No, that's terrible, sir. That's horrible. Sit down.
Okay, all right.
That's cut.
All right, well, I just wanted to make sure. So, yeah, he's hitting 0.060 over his last 9 games. And coincidentally, the Braves are 3-6 in that 9-game stretch. So, again, need him to get his bat going again. But offensively, they didn't do anything except in that sixth inning. I mean, again, without Ozzie's homer, they did not put up any runs on the board. So, by the way, Kenley Jansen came in to get the save in the game tonight. That's his 22nd save on the season. So he's having another good year. I mean, he's had a pretty good year for the Red Sox this year. So he gets the save. Duvall hit a home run. Devers homered in the game. Cassis homered in the game. Braves gave up 3 homers in the game overall. And that was the downfall for it. So now the Braves fall to 64-36. They're 32-17 on the road. And obviously that's still a really good, you know, mark. And again, they're way out in front. I saw the Mets lost tonight. They lost to the Yankees, I believe, tonight in interleague action. So, again, nobody's gonna overtake the Braves in this division. But still, you'd like to see them kind of get this thing turned back around and get a little bit hot. And again, it'll be a good series against Milwaukee. You know, they're the division leaders in the Central. So the Marlins did beat the Rays, Tampa Bay Rays, tonight. The Mets lost 3-1 to the Yankees. And the Phillies did beat Baltimore 6-4 tonight. So Philly and Miami will pick up a game on the Braves, and the Mets don't lose any ground or gain any ground as far as that goes. But offense needs to get things cranked back up. Hopefully, coming home, that will ignite the offense a little bit. But, Strider, you know, they talk in baseball, hard luck losers or hard luck, you know, no decision. Strider probably deserved better. He deserved probably to win that game. I mean, was he outstanding? No. I mean, struck out a ton of guys. But the two home runs, that's the thing that's his big bugaboo. And as we said, he's given up 18 homers now in 223 innings pitched. Like, that's becoming problematic. And a lot of that has been here, you know, really at the very start of the year, he was pretty good as far as his home run ball goes. But, you know, lately it's been, for the last couple of months, he's been, you know, on a tear where guys are, you know, hitting, you know, multiple home runs off of him. So Rosario also starting to have some struggles as well. So they're not getting some of that production that they're used to at the bottom of their lineup, right? I mean, you know, right now, let's see, what is Arcia's betting? So Arcia's down to 287 for the year. Rosario's down to 248. Ozuna's down to 225. And we've talked about, and Michael Harris, by the way, even with the hit tonight, he's only at 274. So, you know, again, that bottom of the order has been so good for the Braves as far as producing runs. They haven't done anything, you know, here, you know, of late. And Rosario having his struggles. We just talked about Ozuna, two for his last 32 in the game, or sorry, in the nine games. And no coincidence that the Braves are, you know, 3-6 in those games. So Braves do lose tonight. Strider, 10 more strikeouts. So he's going to break the single-season record at this point. I mean, he's at 199 strikeouts right now on the season. That leads Major League Baseball. And he's going to break Smoltz's record of 276 strikeouts in the 96 season. So he'll be on that record pace. But, again, too many home runs. And, you know, he probably could have won himself a few more games if he hadn't gotten up so many home runs. And, you know, again, he was on pace to pitch at least seven innings tonight. I mean, his pitch count was really low going into the seventh inning, but then gave up a couple of home runs, mm-hmm. and they had to pull him at that point, and he still ended up throwing 91 pitches when all was said and done, but just got knocked out of the ball game, and that's unfortunate because, again, you know, if you get to pitch himself seven innings, probably finds a way to win, and then you can set yourself up for you know, the back end of your bullpen, get a guy in to pitch the eighth and Iglesias in the ninth, and that would be all she wrote. So, again, Braves fall 5-3. They get swept by the Red Sox in this two-game set. Now they come home to take on the Milwaukee Brewers, and that'll be a fun series at Truist Park over the weekend. And, you know, so we'll see what the Braves can do here. It looks like, Chirinos is going to get the start, and then Bryce Elder will have the start on Saturday, and then it's undetermined as of right now who's going to get the start on Sunday. So we'll see what happens there, but hopefully the Braves can find a way to get back on track, get their offense cranked up, and find a way to win 2 out of 3 against the Milwaukee Brewers and keep this thing humming right along. All right, when we come back, we took some calls about this earlier. So I'm asking the question at 404-726-0929. Can the Falcons have a successful season without being in the playoffs? We'll take your phone calls next. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuck Free Show. Thursday night in the Kia Studio. Oh, no, sorry, Wednesday night in the Kia Studios with you. Man, I was hoping it was Thursday so I could get to Friday. 404-726-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line, and it is our phone line. We're opening up the phone lines to you. We got several calls about this earlier tonight. So, asking the question, can the Falcons have a successful season without being in the playoffs? You know, I think the Falcons can be successful, even if it doesn't involve the playoffs. But the big thing for me is they've got to get above 500 and show that they are in a positive direction. 9-8, 10-7. If something happens that they have that type of record and they don't make the playoffs, I think it'd be a successful season. And I'll point directly right at the Detroit Lions. You know, the Lions were 9-8 last year. And if you look at the divisions in football, 9-8 in the AFC South would have won the division by two games. Unfortunately for the Detroit Lions, 9-8 was four games back of the Minnesota Vikings. So you can't control what other teams do, but all you can do is control going out and winning your own games. And I will tell you, I think the Detroit Lions are an up franchise, up arrow franchise. They got better. They've shown that they're better. And they're going to be, you know, a favorite to be in the playoffs this coming year because they've shown it. And they've gotten better. And they're an up arrow franchise. And that's what I want us to get to is we are in a situation where we are expected to be in the playoffs on an annual basis. Obviously not there yet, and obviously we got some work ahead of us, but I can still see if we're 9 or 10 wins, this being a successful season. I would not have a problem with that, even if it means not being in the playoffs, but you can't control what's out of your own hands, right? I mean, you can't control everything. You can control what you do, and I don't think the Falcons, you know, we've talked about floors and ceilings and things like that. I don't think the Falcons are a 12, 13, 14 win team. Like, that's reserved for, you know, Mahomes and the Buffalo Bills and the Bengals and the Eagles and, Now, there's a very select few teams that are in that kind of realm when you talk about 12, 13, 14 types of wins. I mean, that's a monster season. So I don't think the Falcons are there yet, but I think if they're 9 or 10 wins, that's success. And if it's playoffs, great. But if it's not playoffs, I don't look at it as unsuccessful. Now, you can say the division is bad. You can say that maybe, you know, midway, you know, the Midland teams of the NFC, maybe aren't as good. Whatever you can do. But I don't look at it as it's playoff or bust for the Atlanta Falcons. I look at it as you have to be at least above 500 or bust. Because we can't be another 7-10, you know, 8-9. You know, again, 8-9 is still not success in my book. We're still a below 500 team. That's not going to get us playoffs. And you can say, well, they win the division. Okay. It's not likely that you can't go into a season thinking that 8-9 is going to win your division. Forget wild card. You know, 8-9 winning the division. So we'll see what happens, you know, with it. But I definitely think that they can have success if they are 9 or 10 wins, even if it means that there's not a playoff berth in it. You look at what the Detroit Lions have done, again, drafting Penei Sewell, drafting Aiden Hutchinson, Jared Goff is still playing well. You know, they look like a franchise that is an up arrow, that they look like they are on track to be a good team this year, and they look like a team that is on the rise. And that's what I want. And whether whatever you think about Matt Ryan at the end of the day, we never had more success in franchise history than we did in Matt Ryan's tenure. And it felt like we could always be a playoff caliber team because we had a quarterback that could get it done. We could always be a playoff caliber team. Again, not saying Super Bowl or anything like that. We did have the magical Super Bowl run, and we were in a couple of conference title games, right? I mean, but it's the idea of being in the mix for the playoffs every single year. We always felt like under Matt's regime that we were always going to be a playoff team. And a lot of times we were. There were bumps in the road, and you're not going to, you know, there's nobody that's Tom Brady. I mean, there's nobody that's, you know, going to 10 Super Bowls. I mean, nobody does that. But there were bumps in the road and things and such. But again, it was the best period of success in franchise history. So whatever you think about Matt, that's a fact, is that it's never been better than under Matt's watch. Now, obviously, a lot of pressure, a lot of expectations, and I get the idea. We were talking with Carl Dukes about this earlier, you know, tonight, just the idea of, well, we hadn't been in the playoffs in 5 years. I get that. 2017, last time we were in the playoffs, and we were in the divisional round of the playoffs. And because the division is weak, because we play a last-place schedule, would it be a disappointment if we didn't make the playoffs? Yes. I mean, I want us to get back into playoff football. I want us to have, you know, at least something on wild card weekend or divisional round or whatever it's going to end up being. I want us to be in the mix for being a playoff team. But if it doesn't happen this year, I don't look at the Detroit Lions as a failure. I don't look at them as a failure. And we talk about the Lions and like, oh, well, they haven't been very good for a while. Yeah, they've had 24 losses the last 2 years. Guess what? We've had 20 losses the last 2 years. It ain't like we're that much better than the Detroit Lions have been. It ain't like we are, you know, years ahead and light years ahead of what the Detroit Lions are. So this is kind of the first official kind of reset, and I want to see that with the players that we brought in and being able to have some spending cap and things like that available to us, I want to see what, you know, this ends up becoming. Because I know a lot of people are expecting division and things like this. And, again, we got Freaky Deaky. He's talking divisions. He's talking 28 points a game and all this kind of stuff. I mean, those are you know, tough objectives to get to. Just take care of our business. Let's take care of our business at the end of the day. We can only control what we can control, right? I mean, we can only control the things that are in our hands. If the Saints go out and go 14-3, all we can control is the two games against them. We can give them two losses and they can end up 14-1 outside of that, and there ain't nothing you can do about it. Not a thing you can do about it. You just take your lumps and you hope for the best and move on and see what happens to it. So, again, I definitely think that there can be success in non-playoff football for the Falcons this year. And obviously it will be nice if we're not drafting, you know, 4, 8, you know, even 10 or whatever like that. You know, it would be ideal that, you know, if we're drafting lower in the first round, and if we draft somewhere in the 20s, then we're in good shape. We're a playoff team. But no more drafting up high. No more single-digit drafts unless we trade for somebody and we end up with a, you know, single-digit draft pick. But short of that, I don't want us drafting anywhere near single-digit territory again for a while. We shouldn't be. We shouldn't have to be. You know, if Desmond Ridder can become the quarterback that we think he can become, and I'm not saying Pat Mahomes-esque, I'm not saying Jalen Hurts level, but if he can play solid football, all the pressure is not necessarily on him. Now, we start winning on a regular basis, the pressure will get to, you know, beyond a Desmond Ridder. But until we get to that point where we can't get over the hump in all of this and, you know, again, fix what ails us and try to get back to playoff football or just try to at least get back to winning record football. It's not that we haven't been to the playoffs, you know, in the last, you know, since 2017. We also haven't had a winning record. It's not like we missed out on a playoff bid or whatever like that, you know, a couple of years ago when we were so successful. No, it's been 5 years of losing. It's been five straight years of losing since 2017 when we were a second-round playoff team. It's been five consecutive years of losing records. And, again, 14-20 over the last 2 years is not going to cut it, you know, anymore. So at least get us over 500. At least get us somewhere 9-10 wins, and I'll take that. And then we can live with it from there. You know, again, it would be disappointing if we're 10-7 and don't find our way in the playoffs. I would think that would be hard to do. I would think that that would be nearly impossible, but, you know, you never say never on some of these things. So we'll see what happens, but obviously Falcons' first practice at training camp today as they open up the 2023 season. 2 weeks from Friday, we've got preseason football. 2 weeks from Friday, preseason football. Crazy to think about all of that. And it's coming quick, right? I mean, we'll blow through this preseason because we only got 3 games in the preseason. We'll blow through preseason football here pretty quickly. Hall of Fame game, I think, is coming up. Isn't the Hall of Fame game a week from Saturday, or is it a week from Thursday or whatever? I mean, it's coming quick, the Hall of Fame game. That's coming real fast. And so we'll be into preseason football here very quickly.
Yep, and then August 3rd.
What is it?
August 3rd, next week.
Okay, yeah. So that's Thursday, right?
It's Thursday, yeah.
Yeah, next Thursday. So next Thursday is the Hall of Fame game. Gosh, crazy to think about kids starting school on August 1st. But August 3rd will be the Hall of Fame game from Canton, Ohio, Fawcett Stadium. And I think the induction ceremony is all that weekend and everything like that with it. So, but we'll see. I mean, Falcons football will be here very, very quickly. By the way, too, we'll have everybody up there tomorrow. We got the morning shaft and their 4-hour show that they do. We got the Chuck House and their 4-hour show that they do. Andy and Randy, they'll do their 4 hours from Flowery Branch. And then Dukes and Bell will be from 2 to 7. They'll be from the Hooters at the Mall of Georgia, where they were last year. Had a lot of fun up there. And then, obviously, we'll do our 2-hour show from what? That's not how long we do?
No.
I'm sorry. We'll do our 3-hour show.
What?
Wait a second. The Morning Shaft and Chuck House and Danny and Randy, they do 3-hour shows, don't they?
Only one of them. Well, two of them do.
Oh, the Chuck House, that they do 4 hours.
No,
okay,
no, no,
what?
No, two.
Huh?
Two.
How many people they got on that show?
They got quite a bit.
Oh, okay. So, but yeah, they're all out and about. Dukes and Bell be at Hooters at the Mall of Georgia. We're not at Hooters, right? We're over here at Satan Council.
No.
Huh?
No, here.
Right. Like I said, Holman and Finch downstairs, Colony Square.
No, here as in like...
Roomies?
Up here.
On the ninth floor?
Like in here, yes.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, wasn't expecting all that. So anyway. All right. When we get back, we're going to do Rank'em tonight. We didn't get a chance to do Rank'em last night as we were off for Atlanta United Soccer. We didn't miss much in Atlanta United. But anyway, Rank'em coming up next. Chuck in the Key Studios. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app. Hey, get at the heart of the NFL with the In the Huddle podcast. Former offensive lineman Brian Baldinger and Jason LaConfora. They partner up with Carl Dukes, our own Carl Dukes. They take you around the league, give you the inside scoop on storylines that matter. New episodes of In the Huddle every Tuesday and Friday. Follow In the Huddle on the Odyssey app for free or wherever you get your podcasts from. And also, too, we've got Peachtree Football with Dylon Matthews and Bo Morgan. Those from the Morning Shaft. Well, how long is their show? Because they must have a lot of time to be able to do podcasts. Because, I mean, how do you squeeze that in with a four-hour show?
It's not 4 hours.
Huh? Freaky
well,
and
technically,
Huber.
Dylon does do an hour before.
Oh, all right. Well, Freaky and Hugh did 4 hours. I would assume that they do the same four, right?
Mm-mm.
No?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll talk about that. All right. Anyway, we used to have a little bit of fun on the weekends, picking Hugh's brain, picking Randy's brain. Sometimes I would give those guys a list of things to put in order. We decided to steal it. We call this segment Rank 'em.
All right, JC. So earlier we were talking about those movies for or Jason Statham movies and Expendables, and got me to thinking. Martial arts guys, rank these martial arts guys.
Okay.
Jean-Claude Van Damme, Bruce Lee, Chuck Norris, Jackie Chan.
Bruce Lee, number one, far and away. I mean, it's not even close.
Yeah.
I'll take Chuck Norris too. He's legitimate. Jackie Chan three and. Jean-Claude Van Damme is not legit. He's not legitimate. Yeah.
You don't like him?
No, well, no. I like him, but he ain't legitimate.
Gotcha.
I mean, he's not a legitimate. He again, there are all kinds of stories about him and Steven Seagal, or as he was known back in the old days in New York, Steve Seagal. Yeah, not Steven Seagal. Right. Steve Seagal.
All right.
So anyway.
All right, you were talking about, well, we're both our kids are, you know, going back to school next week. Rank these school subjects from your perspective. Math, science, English, foreign language.
Foreign language, one. I hated
really?
English. Yeah, I hated English. I mean, English, number four. Foreign language, one. I was really good at math, number two. What was the other one?
Science.
Oh, yeah, science. Yeah, I didn't like science at all. But I really hated
English. So, which foreign language did you like?
Well, I took 3 years of French in high school and 2 semesters in college.
Nice. Okay.
And I regret it every day. I should have taken Spanish. I mean, given what I've done in my life,
right.
I should have taken Spanish.
Right.
Would have been way more beneficial to take Spanish
right.
in if I'd have done that in life. So.
Yeah, I took Spanish, but I just wish I took it serious. I didn't take it serious enough.
Yeah.
Goofed. I
took a lot of it. I mean, I took 3 full years in high school and, again, 2 semesters in college, and it's just a worthless language. I mean, if you can't speak Spanish, I mean, you're behind the eight ball.
Yeah,
so.
You ain't lying about that.
Yeah.
All right, rank these. I don't know why I was thinking about this over the weekend. Rank these salad toppings: tomatoes, croutons, mushrooms, or just shredded cheese.
Shredded cheese, one.
Okay. Okay.
Croutons, number two.
Yep.
And barely that. The other two,
tomatoes and mushrooms.
Yeah, the other two you can just toss them in the toilet. Yeah. Yeah, you can toss those in the toilet. So yeah, I don't like raw tomatoes. Dylan and I are like that. You know, as far as
yeah, I don't do tomatoes.
I don't like mm-mm. any raw tomatoes. Yeah. I don't like raw tomatoes on a sandwich. I don't like raw tomatoes on a hamburger. I don't like raw tomatoes at all. I like ketchup. I like spaghetti sauce.
Right.
Like everything. I like tomato soup.
Right.
Okay. I like everything based around tomato. I don't like the raw tomato itself. It's nasty and it's just messy and it doesn't taste good.
Yeah, it's pretty nasty. All right, you want to hit up the Twitters there?
The only one we got is our buddy Marco. He said if you can instantly become great at singing, guitar, drums, piano, rank them. Guitar, number one. I would love to be a guitar player first and foremost. Singing would be number two. Piano, number three. And I did play drums for a little bit. My grandfather, on my mom's side, he was not my biological grandfather, but he's the only grandfather that I knew.
Mm-hmm.
He was a drum teacher.
Okay.
So he played in bands and stuff like that, but he was a drum teacher. And he taught a lot of high school kids drums and stuff like that. He had a studio downstairs in the basement and all set up and with a drum kit and all that good stuff. And he was a drum teacher. Again, he didn't make his living as a drum teacher.
Right,
but later, after he retired, he took up drum teaching and would teach kids every day.
Okay. Rank these old school actresses: Liz Taylor, Meryl Streep, Goldie Hawn, Jane Fonda.
I like Meryl Streep a lot. I think she's a really good actress. Yeah. I think she's great. So I'll take her number one. Jane Fonda is going to go number four because she's a commie sympathizer. And again, she now all of a sudden she didn't know what she was doing when she sat on the gun of the Vietnamese army. Right. So I don't respect her for all of that. So she's way number four. Liz Taylor, and what was the other one?
Goldie Hawn.
Oh, Goldie Hawn, number two. I love Goldie Hawn.
Yeah, she's hilarious.
Yeah, yeah. I think she's really good. And I don't really know much about Liz Taylor other than, again, that skit with John Belushi on Saturday Night Live where he was eating that chicken.
Right. Goldie Hawn is the one that, not married, but her and Kurt Russell, right?
Yeah, they've been together forever.
And their daughter is?
Kate Hudson. The fabulous Kate Hudson.
Yeah.
Goldie Hawn, she had a lot of good underrated movies, like Private Benjamin was a fun one. But those movies that she started with Chevy Chase, Foul Play, and Seems Like Old Times. Those movies are terrific.
Yeah.
Like those are just kind of, I don't know what you want to call them, but I mean they're just late 70s, early 80s comedies that just, they're fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
They don't make your brain.
And what was
sizzle.
the guy that was the, he was, because it was a love triangle in the two, and Seems Like Old Times, and because it was two
yeah,
of them.
Charles Grodin. Charles Grodin was in Seems Like Old Times. He was the governor.
Right.
He was the governor.
Yeah.
Right. He was the governor, and she was married to him, and she'd been, I think, married before to Chevy Chase, and he robs the bank and all this good kind of stuff. He does all that. Foul Play is hilarious because, so Burgess Meredith is in that movie.
Okay.
And so there's a line in that movie where it's like, where this guy that gets killed tells Goldie Hawn, beware of the dwarfs. And that leads into a whole thing, and there's a dwarf at the end of the movie and all this good kind of stuff. But Burgess Meredith, in only his voice, and you can't say this stuff now, but he's like, what was that guy said to you? Beware of the midgets. And it's funny. It just, in the context of it, it's very funny.
Right,
so,
right.
Anyway.
All right, well, let's get to doing some searching.
All right.
Oh, by the way, my favorite Goldie Hawn movie probably was Wildcats. I love Wildcats. Hilarious.
Well, that's Woody Harrelson.
Woody Harrelson and Wesley Snipes.
Wesley Snipes, yeah.
Before they were big.
Partnered up with White Man Can't Jump and all that.
And they had another one, Money Train.
Money Train.
That was
Money
the one
Train
with J-Lo.
Yeah, Money Train was awful. The only good thing about that was the love scene with J-Lo. that movie was awful.
Yeah,
awful.
It really was.
Yeah, that was an awful movie.
Yeah. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, first up, CS Modeling, so MODELING underscore Arizona. Don't know why that's her Instagram name, because she's got her real name sitting there.
Yeah, Cheyenne Swenson. Mm-hmm. All right. She looks like a mom.
She says, I think she's the one that says she's a dog mom.
Oh, okay.
All right. Miss MISS underscore LELLE underscore Rogue, ROUGE.
ROUG, Rouge. That's Rouge. Rouge.
My bad.
Ms. L. Rouge. Let's see if she pops up. Okay.
Got it. All right. Ginger Doll 99 underscore. So everything spelled
Ginger
regular.
Ginger Doll 99
underscore.
Underscore.
Just, 99 underscore. Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let me guess. She's going to be a redhead. Something,
close
something,
to it. Yeah, pretty much.
Yep. Something went wrong. Let me see here. See if I can find it. Yep. I don't think it's going to.
It's not letting you pull it up.
Let me see. Wouldn't let me load it. Okay, now I got her.
Okay, cool. All right, and then the last one, Dangerous Blonde 1776.
Dangerous Blonde
1776. I wonder what the 1776 is all about.
I don't know. It's when we, you know, Declaration of Independence. Well, that's another one that won't.
Oh, no.
Let's see here. Okay, we got the.
Got her.
We got her. Let me see if this one is right. Looks like it's Taylor Freeman.
Yeah.
Okay. Why does she just not use her name?
I know exactly.
I don't know. All right, I'll take that Cheyenne.
Okay.
The CS modeling.
Yeah.
Dog mom fitness model. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll take her. I'll take her number one. I may have to rethink my thought on Ginger. No. I'll take El Rouge, number two.
Okay.
I'll take Dangerous Liaisons or whatever her name is. Dangerous Blondes. In the year of our freedom from America. God bless America when looking at her. And then the Ginger Doll will go number four.
All right. Next up is going to be, I think this is Serena. So it's S-A-R-E-N-A.
Okay.
Bank, B-A-N-K.
Okay.
Dot XO.
Dot XO. Just to give us some love.
Uh-huh.
Serena Banks. Yep. Hold on. All these things are going wrong because they don't like, you don't want me to look at it. Okay, all right, you
got
good?
Her. All right, Allie Davis. Allie is A-L-I-E.
Oh, A-L-I-E, uh-huh. Okay.
Davis underscore.
Mm-hmm, Davis underscore. All right. Model and UGC creator. Okay, mm-hmm. All right.
Another Allie, but this one is A-L-Y. T-A-Y.
T-A-Y.
X-O.
X-O. Just a... Let us know that she loves us. So. Allie Tay. All right. All right. We got that.
All right. And then dating.alexa.
Dating.alexa. Let's see here. Boy, it doesn't like me loading their actual profiles and stuff like that. So, all right. I'm going to go with Allie Davis, number one.
Okay.
I'm going to go dating Alexa number two.
Okay.
Serena Banks number three. And,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent.
High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, get at the heart of the NFL with the In the Huddle podcast. Former offensive lineman Brian Baldinger and Jason LaConfora. They partner up with Carl Dukes, our own Carl Dukes. They take you around the league, give you the inside scoop on storylines that matter. New episodes of In the Huddle every Tuesday and Friday. Follow In the Huddle on the Odyssey app for free or wherever you get your podcasts from. And also, too, we've got Peachtree Football with Dylon Matthews and Bo Morgan. Those from the Morning Shaft. Well, how long's their show? Because they must have a lot of time to be able to do podcasts. Because, I mean, how do you squeeze that in with a four-hour show?
It's not 4 hours.
Huh? Freaky.
Well, technically, Dylon does do an hour before.
Oh, all right. Well, Freaky and Hugh did 4 hours. I would assume that they do the same four, right?
Mm-mm.
No?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll talk about that. All right. Anyway, we used to have a little bit of fun on the weekends, picking Hugh's brain, picking Randy's brain. Sometimes I would give those guys a list of things to put in order. We decided to steal it. We call this segment Rank 'em.
All right, JC. So earlier we were talking about those movies or Jason Statham movies, mm-hmm. and the Expendables, and got me to thinking, martial arts guys, rank these martial arts guys.
Okay.
Jean-Claude Van Damme, Bruce Lee, Chuck Norris, Jackie Chan.
Bruce Lee, number one, far and away. I mean, it's not even close.
Yeah.
I'll take Chuck Norris, too. He's legitimate. Jackie Chan, three, and Jean-Claude Van Damme is not legit. he's not legitimate. Yeah.
You don't like him?
No, well, no. I like him, but he ain't legitimate.
Gotcha.
I mean, he's not a legitimate. He again, there are all kinds of stories about him and Steven Seagal, or as he was known back in the old days in New York, Steve Seagal. Yeah, not Steven Seagal.
Right.
Steve Seagal.
All right.
So anyway.
All right. You were talking about, well, we're both our kids are, you know, going back to school next week. Rank these school subjects from your perspective. Math, science, English, foreign language.
Foreign language one. I hated
really?
English. Yeah, I hated English. I mean, English number four. Foreign language one. I was really good at math number two. What was the other one?
Science.
Oh, yeah, science. Yeah, I didn't like science at all. But I really hated
English. So, which foreign language did you like?
Well, I took 3 years of French in high school and 2 semesters in college.
Nice. Okay.
And I regret it every day. I should have taken Spanish. I mean, given what I've done in my life,
right.
I should have taken Spanish.
Right.
Would have been way more beneficial to take Spanish if I'd have done that in life. So.
Yeah, I took Spanish, but I just wish I took it serious. I didn't take it serious enough.
Yeah.
Goofed. I
took a lot of it. I mean, I took 3 full years in high school and, again, 2 semesters in college, and it's just a worthless language. I mean, if you can't speak Spanish, I mean, you're behind the eight ball.
Yeah, so. you ain't lying about that.
Yeah.
All right, rank these. I don't know why I was thinking about this over the weekend. Rank these salad toppings: tomatoes, croutons, mushrooms, or just shredded cheese.
Shredded cheese, 1.
Okay. Okay.
Croutons, number 2.
Yep.
And barely that. The other two,
tomatoes and mushrooms.
Yeah, the other two you can just toss them in the toilet. Yeah. Yeah, you can toss those in the toilet. So yeah, I don't like raw tomatoes. Dylan and I are like that. You know, as far as
I don't do tomatoes.
I don't like any raw tomatoes.
Yeah.
I don't like raw tomatoes on a sandwich. I don't like raw tomatoes on a hamburger. I don't like raw tomatoes at all. I like ketchup. I like spaghetti sauce.
Right.
Like everything. I like tomato soup.
Right.
Okay. I like everything based around tomato. I don't like the raw tomato itself. It's nasty and it's just messy and it doesn't taste good.
Yeah, it's pretty nasty. Yeah. All right, you want to hit up the Twitters there?
The only one we got is our buddy Marco. He said if you can instantly become great at singing, guitar, drums, piano, rank them. Guitar, number 1. I would love to be a guitar player first and foremost. Singing would be number 2. Piano, number 3. And I did play drums for a little bit. My grandfather, on my mom's side, he was not my biological grandfather, but he's the only grandfather that I knew.
Mm-hmm.
He was a drum teacher.
Okay.
So he played in bands and stuff like that, but he was a drum teacher. And he taught a lot of high school kids drums and stuff like that. He had a studio downstairs in the basement and all set up and with a drum kit and all that good stuff. And he was a drum teacher. Again, he didn't make his living as a drum teacher.
Right,
but later, after he retired, he took up drum teaching and would teach kids every day.
Okay. Rank these old school actresses: Liz Taylor, Meryl Streep, Goldie Hawn, Jane Fonda.
I like Meryl Streep a lot. I think she's a really good actress. Yeah. I think she's great. So I'll take her number 1. Jane Fonda is going to go number 4 because she's a commie sympathizer. And again, she now all of a sudden she didn't know what she was doing when she sat on the gun of the Vietnamese army. So I don't respect her for all of that. So she's way number 4. Liz Taylor, and what was the other one?
Goldie Hawn.
Oh, Goldie Hawn, number 2. I love Goldie Hawn.
Yeah, she's hilarious.
Yeah. I think she's really good. And I don't really know much about Liz Taylor other than, again, that skit with John Belushi on Saturday Night Live where he was eating that chicken.
Right. Goldie Hawn is the one that, not married, but that's her and Kurt Russell, right?
Yeah, they've been together forever.
And their daughter is?
Kate Hudson. The fabulous Kate Hudson.
Yeah.
Goldie Hawn, she had a lot of good underrated movies, like Private Benjamin was a fun one. But those movies that she started with Chevy Chase, Foul Play, and Seems Like Old Times. Those movies are terrific.
Yeah.
Like those are just kind of, I don't know what you want to call them, but I mean they're just late 70s, early 80s comedies that just, they're fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
They don't make your brain.
And what was
sizzle.
the guy that was the, he was, because it was a love triangle in the two, and Seems Like Old Times, and because it was two
yeah,
of them.
Charles Grodin. Charles Grodin was in Seems Like Old Times. He was the governor.
Right.
He was the governor.
Yeah.
Right. He was the governor, and she was married to him, and she'd been, I think, married before to Chevy Chase, and he robs a bank and all this good kind of stuff.
He
does all that. Foul Play is hilarious because, so Burgess Meredith is in that movie.
Okay.
And so there's a line in that movie where it's like, where this guy that gets killed tells Goldie Hawn, beware of the dwarfs. And that leads into a whole thing, and there's a dwarf at the end of the movie and all this good kind of stuff. But Burgess Meredith, in only his voice, And you can't say this stuff now, but he's like, what was that guy said to you? Beware of the midgets. And it's funny. It just, in the context of it, it's very funny.
Right,
so,
right.
Anyway.
All right, well, let's get to doing some searching.
All right.
Oh, by the way, my favorite Goldie Hawn movie probably was Wildcats. I love Wildcats. Hilarious.
Well, that's Woody Harrelson.
Woody Harrelson and Wesley Snipes.
Wesley Snipes, yeah. Before they partnered up with White Man Can't Jump and all that.
And they had another one, Money Train.
Money Train.
That was
Money
the one
Train
with J-Lo.
Yeah, Money Train was awful. The only good thing about that was the love scene with J-Lo. that movie was awful.
Yeah,
awful.
It really was. It really
was. Yeah, that was an awful movie.
Yeah. All right. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. First up, CS Modeling. So MODELING _ Arizona. Don't know why that's why that's her Instagram name, because she's got her real name sitting there.
Yeah. Cheyenne Swenson. Mm-hmm. All right. She looks like a mom.
She says, I think she's the one that says she's a dog mom.
Oh, okay.
All right. Miss MISS _ L E L L E _ Rogue Rouge.
Rouge. That's Rouge.
My bad.
Miss L Rouge. Let's see if she pops up. Okay.
Got it. All right. Ginger Doll 99 _. So everything spelled
Ginger
regular.
Ginger Doll 99
_.
_.
Just 99 _. Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let me guess. She's gonna be a redhead. Something
close
something,
to it. Yeah, see. Pretty much.
Yep. Something went wrong. Let me see here. See if I can find it. Yep. I don't think it's gonna.
It's not letting you pull it up.
Let me see. Wouldn't let me load it. Okay. Now I got her.
Okay. Cool. All right. And then the last one, Dangerous Blonde 1776.
Dangerous Blonde
1776. I wonder what the 1776 is all about.
I don't know. It's when we, you know. Declaration of Independence. Well, that's another one that won't.
Oh no.
Let's see here. Okay, we got the.
Got her.
We got her. Let me see if this one is right. Looks like it's Taylor Freeman.
Yeah.
Okay. Why does she just not use her name?
I know exactly.
I don't. All right, I'll take that Cheyenne.
Okay.
The CS modeling.
Yeah.
Dog mom fitness model. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll take her. I'll take her number one. I may have to rethink my thought on Ginger. No, I'll take El Rouge, number two.
Okay.
I'll take Dangerous Liaisons or whatever her name is, Dangerous Blondes in the year of our freedom from America. God bless America when looking at her. And then the Ginger Doll will go number four.
All right. Next up is going to be, I think this is Serena. So it's Sarena.
Okay.
Bank, Bank.
Okay.
.xo.
.xo. Just to give us some love. Serena Banks. Yep. Hold on. All these things are going wrong because they don't like. You don't want me to look at it. Okay. All right. You
got
good?
Her. All right. Allie Davis. Allie is A L I E.
Oh, A L I E. Okay.
Davis _.
Mm-hmm. Davis _. All right. Model and UGC creator. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
All right. Another Allie, but this one is A-L-Y-T-A-Y.
T-A-Y.
X-O.
X-O. Just to let us know that she loves us. So. Allie Tay. All right. All right. We got that.
All right. And then dating.alexa.
Dating.alexa. Let's see here. But it doesn't like me loading their actual profiles and stuff like that. So, all right, I'm going to go with Allie Davis #1.
Okay.
I'm going to go date. No. I'm going to go dating Alexa #2.
Okay.
Serena Banks #3. And I hate to do it to her, but Allie Tayo, #4. All right, that's ranking for a Tuesday, or sorry, for a Wednesday night. We'll wrap it up with the Love TK up next. Chuck in the Key Studios, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.